Darren, Kerry and Sky. Weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
Bingo ball, bingo ball, bingo ball we play. Oh, what fun it is to play that bingo ball today. Hey!
Finalized. Stop trying to get in Darren's balls, Sky.
They're everyone's balls.
It's just bingo balls, okay?
All balls now.
If, by the way, you are not sure what bingo ball is, Darren Moore has got this bingo ball bin, and inside are these little tiny bingo balls with a number and a letter.
Can I just stop you there?
I'm not being sizist.
You've been completely sizist.
I am drawing, I'm giving a story, painting a picture.
Yes. Perspective to
the person right now.
Giant balls.
To a termite, all right, so giant termite balls, each with a number and a letter on it. We have to do whatever the ball tells us to.
Correct.
All right, who's going first? Apparently, Sky.
No, XLH.
You saw what?
The whole head got blood.
XLH. Oh, there you go.
Bruh, what is this?
B10. You know what that means.
We'll leave it at that.
B10. The question that corresponds with B10 is, as a children's sports coach, what is some of the most shocking behavior you've seen by parents? Name and shame, by the way.
No.
We
I hope my sister and Mike are listening because they're shockers.
Names if you can as well.
Well, I've been offered a phone to put a kid in first team.
Lars!
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, like it was in the box.
Oh, was that how you got this one?
No. I was wondering,
you got a new phone. Yeah.
Of that, obviously, I've received a lot of emails about my behavior on the side of the field. But I think the most hectic I've seen is when I started coaching up in Joburg. I think it was at St. Benedict's. Mm-hmm. I'll let you the main St. Benedict's, not the one here. Shout out to Ranta. The Bedford View one.
Yeah.
I saw a parent literally come onto the field, and remember the Springbok supporter who came on the field there when you tackled Bryce Lawrence, whatever.
Wasn't it Bismarck who took him off?
Yeah, like that one. I've seen that happen live in under 16A game at Bedford View. Yeah, the parent, a big Afrikaans.
The parent went and tackled player or the ref?
No, the ref.
He
tackled the ref.
For real?
Like, bro, you could check. It was just Brandevein.
And
it was so early in the morning.
St. Benedict's for that. I think that's literally just a Bedford View thing. I think he just said a school in Bedford View.
Yeah, but I didn't know, I don't know like how people like in Bedford View behave.
So does the dad get a red card or what?
Yeah.
So what happened? What did happen to the?
No, they stopped the game.
Yeah.
They stopped the game. You couldn't. And I was like, look, it was a great tackle.
Yeah.
it was a great tackle.
It wasn't high.
It was like
arms wrapped around.
Textbook, bro. Really? Chop the knees, mate.
Well, that must have counted in his favour.
Yeah, mate. So yeah, that's hectic.
All right.
Anyway.
Fascinating. All right, Kerry Merrill. Kerry Miller.
Have you been taking my pain meds?
Call Kerry.
Call Kerry. And Cass. B2.
It's like about the B.
It's before. Before.
Okay, yes it is.
Also, right. Before B3.
What are things you've overheard rich people say that shows they're incredibly out of touch with regular people or tone deaf to the struggle of the common man?
I do know a family that when it rains, they fight over whose car gets to be, whose choice of cars get to be in the garages. Because it's like, it's really horrific that one of the cars, and each has got multiple cars, has to be outside when it rains.
So the argument will be,
God forbid your car gets wet.
Okay, so they've only got garages.
Not fair. Your Cadillac wasn't last night.
Did they use the word Cadillac?
No, there's a Cadillac, there's a Bentley, there's a Rolls Royce.
My Bentley?
Yeah. My baby, my Bentley.
Is it a family in La Lucia?
It is a family in that area.
Mm-hmm. One of the parents called Sean.
Ah, you're taking them pisani on me, Darren. No, it's not.
Yes.
It was not.
Yes. All will be revealed with the bingo ball bin. Oh, wait, hang on. It's my turn next, hey?
Yeah, it is your turn.
Yeah, exactly.
Next.
Coming up.
Good
luck.
Do we re-sing?
I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. So, bingo ball continued.
Yes. And so, again, let me just remind you that Darren Moore brings this bingo bin in with him almost daily. And inside this bingo ball bin.
I never get home without my bingo balls.
I've seen that, Darren. Yeah. And on these, tiny but massive if you're a wasp, balls. There are letters and numbers on them that correspond Correct. To a question or task that you have to answer immediately and honestly. Darren Maul, it is your turn. We know that Sky has seen some atrocious things on the field.
Yeah.
And
from parents.
Yeah. And we know that there's a lot of people that have too much money.
Yeah, way too much money. When you fight, I'm amazed.
While you're spinning that, Sky was actually saying that he heard once some of the kids be like, oh, don't worry, you know, someone's driver can pick you up. That's something that first
world...
That's
when you know there's one. If you have a driver, I don't care what it is, then you have a...
That's privilege, too rich. Yeah.
Not privilege, you're too rich.
Well, there's privilege, my friend. Well,
Hang on a second, context, guys. I know a guy who is a plumber, and he has a driver that goes ahead of him to do the pre-stuff, and then he arrives.
No, Darren, the driver means to come pick you up. Like, hi, I'm Darren, my driver's here for me.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you've got one of those.
And Slay Queens, please don't call Uber drivers your driver, please.
Ah!
Excellent.
All right, Darren, you got one.
So may we move on to my ball?
Yes. Let's talk about your ball now.
All right.
The singular.
Shout out to whoever got this excellent writing on such a small ball.
Okay.
I don't know who does that. N44.
Jayshree walked through the door. N44.
Is there a question or is anything that goes?
Oh, I got a question for you, mate. Okay. What do you think about when you're driving? So you're driving to work. Let me give you a... You're driving to work on a Wednesday at 5:15 a.m.
Driving to work.
Yeah, what do you think about?
It's kind of changed because in summer, I marvel at how beautiful our province is. Because I look left.
Don't be honest.
Yeah, be honest.
The weird ish that goes in the head.
You like going political on us. Be honest.
Oh, I don't do that first thing in the morning.
Like, I know the first thing you think of as soon as you get in your car and you're driving, you're like, it's only 3 hours with Kerry. Only 3 hours.
See, now that's honest.
See, I know.
That's honest.
Fat.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, there's no truth. You don't know what's going on in my head.
No, you.
You do not know.
I know. Do you know what's going on in your head?
No, I am literally on. I sometimes get to work and I go, how did I get you?
Pinky and brain.
Where am I? What's happening? Oh, wait, hang on. I see there's a McDonald's. I'm either hungry.
Or
I have to work. Or I'm here for work. But it is... But the sky's quite close to that. I do sort of like... I gird my loins is the correct phrase.
Okay.
Phraseology for it.
Okay.
Because when you arrive here, the relationship that the three of us have is dynamic.
Yeah.
There is a push and a pull.
Gripa!
Okay. And someone is always pushing you.
How's it?
And the other one does more pulling.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to reconcile that in my head, that I must bring whatever I can to make sure that the push and the pull work and that I am the ultimate fulcrum.
So you're saying that, like, on a day like today, I can't trigger you, 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 I can't trigger you.
Where's the pen?
Yeah.
Sky, East Coast Radio.